Stories of Other Worlds, an account of the adventures of the Earl of Redgrave and his bride on their honeymoon in space, by George Griffith. Book 1. A Visit to the Moon. A Complete Story. Read by Dudley Sutton. Introductory Note. The adventures of Rollo Lennox Smeaton Aubrey, Earl of Redgrave, and his bride Lilla Zadie, daughter of the late Professor Hartley Rennick, demonstrator in physical science in the Smith Oliver University in New York, were first made possible by that distinguished scientist's now famous separation of the forces of nature into their positive and negative elements. Starting from the axiom that everything in nature has its opposite, he not only divided the universal force of gravitation into its elements of attraction and repulsion, but also constructed a machine which enabled him to develop either or both these elements at will. From this triumph of mechanical genius, it was but a step to the magnificent conception which was subsequently realized by Lord Redgrave in The Astronef. Lord Redgrave had met Professor Rennick about a year before his lamented death, when he was on a holiday excursion in the Canadian Rockies with his daughter. The young millionaire nobleman was equally fascinated by the daring theories of the professor and by the mental and physical charms of Miss Zadie. And thus the chance acquaintance resulted in a partnership in which the professor was to find the knowledge and Lord Redgrave the capital for translating the theory of the R-force, repulsive or anti-gravitational force, into practice, and constructing a vessel which would be capable not only of rising from the Earth, but of passing the limits of the terrestrial atmosphere and navigating with precision and safety the limitless ocean of space. Unhappily, before the Astronef, or Star Navigator, was completed, had the works which Lord Redgrave had built for her construction on his estate at Smeaton in Yorkshire, her inventor succumbed to pulmonary complications following an attack of influenza. This left Lord Redgrave the sole possessor of the secret of the R-force. A year after the professor's death, he completed the Astronef and took her across the Atlantic by rising into space until the attraction of the Earth was so far weakened that in a couple of hours' time he was able to descend in the vicinity of New York. On this trial trip he was accompanied by Andrew Murgatroyd, an old engineer who had superintended the building of the Astronef. This man's family had been attached to his lordship's for generations, and for this reason he was selected as an engineer and steersman of the Navigator of the Stars. The excitement which this caused, not only in America but over the whole civilized world, by the arrival of the Astronef from the distant regions of space to which she had soared, the marriage of her creator to the daughter of her inventor in the main saloon while she hung motionless in a cloudless sky a mile above the Empire City, their return to Earth, the wedding banquet, and their departure to the moon, which they had selected as a first stopping place on their bridal trip, these are now matters of common knowledge. The present series of narratives begins as the Earth sinks away from under them, and their honeymoon in space has actually begun.